Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
Brand new book out, Claire, called Abroad, Broke and Busted, Traveller's Tales from Around the World. Now, it's been edited and compiled by Matt Towner. And what this book is a compilation of stories of people that have travelled around the world.
And yeah, some happy, some sad. A little bit harder than others.
Matt Towner, the editor and compiler, joins us right now. Hey, Matt.
Hello, guys. How are you? Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Now, you are the editor and compiler, but are these some of these stories yours as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think four of the stories in this book are mine. I'm doing a whole series of travellers' tales. In theory, I try to have 30 different stories by 15 different authors.
Wow.
And this one, there are some of us have one, some two, some three, but I didn't let anyone do more than four, even myself, because I wanted to spread the beauty of the book is you can read a different story by a different person in a different country, and they're all little great little short stories of crazy adventures one way or the other.
Sounds like it. Now, Matt, what kind of countries are we talking about here?
Well, there's actually the beauty of this book is there's everything from, you know, my adventure of nearly killing myself in a motorcycle accident in the middle of the jungles in Thailand.
Jeez.
Through to an avid art pop memorabilia collector in London who basically was there with the Beatles.
Oh, wow. So,
you name it. There's stories from one end of the world to the other and one end of experience to the other.
And, like, so have you always enjoyed travelling? And the idea from the book, did that just come from your love of travel?
Yeah, I literally left Australia a matter of days after my 21st birthday. I was actually a private schoolboy rugby player when I left, got contracted to play rugby for San Diego, and then I ended up meeting this crazy Portuguese guy in the Greek islands who travelled the world for 20 years smuggling gemstones. And
wow.
I ended up travelling with him and then doing that myself for about 20 years. So, yeah, it led to a lot of crazy adventures one way or the other.
That is crazy.
Now, when we tried to catch you earlier on this morning, you did say your back's a bit sore. You have a metal spine. Well, tell us a little bit about the story that we can find from you in the book.
Yeah, well, that was a later story. I was 40 years old, going on 14, and lived in Thailand. As you do, you know, I was on a motorbike adventure, no helmet, no shoes, board shorts, singlets, going way too fast, got too much air, and in the middle of nowhere, had an accident where I fractured my skull, my spine, my ankle, my knee, my shoulder, my elbow, broke three ribs, perforated my lung, and had a brain hemorrhage.
Is that it?
just that,
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Far out.
All my way out of the jungle.
So, don't give too much away.
Yeah, I can't wait to read this now.
Oh, my God, that is amazing. Abroad, Broke and Busted.
Traveller's Tales from Around the World. Matt Towner, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And, yeah, we really can't wait to read this book.
Yeah, certainly. You can find it anywhere nowadays. It's great. The publishers have just put it out there, and we're looking forward to writing the next one, which will be called Crazy Shit in Asia.
Sounds good.
Yeah, thanks so much, mate. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Jump now.
Well, this guy, he's a jet setter. He's bloody everywhere. He's in everything but a bathtub. Dean McCarthy, he is currently in Dubai, mate. Hello and good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's 1 a.m. here, in Dubai.
What are you doing there?
I'm here. I'm hosting Dubai Fashion Week. So I did a big telecast of it at the end of the week, and they flew me over to host it. I've worked for a Dubai network over here. I'm not sure if you know that. I'm on NBC Dubai.
Okay.
They flew me over. I'm hosting it. Tonight I met the royal family. So it was a really exciting night. It's been a very, very fun
That's
trip.
That's pretty
but
cool.
Of course, I don't miss the Hollywood or Scoopla News.
No, of course you don't. Excellent.
Dino, Zac Efron, what is happening with him at the moment?
Oh, my goodness. Let's travel back to Hollywood. I hope you're sitting down because this is huge. Zac Efron wants to take his career to a more serious place, I guess you can say. He has accepted a role to play Ted Bundy, the serial killer, in a new movie. Zac Efron will play a serial killer. Now, the interesting thing about this, we know Zac Efron as the gorgeous guy who plays those kind of ditzy roles, you know, High School Musical, whatever. This is a really new role for him. But, you know, Ted Bundy was considered a good-looking guy, a horrible person, but a good-looking guy, so they feel like he could be really good for the role. So look out. He's getting serious.
It's a pretty dark role, though, for Zac Efron. I don't think he's ever gone this far before.
No, definitely not.
No, he hasn't. No.
But that's what actors do. They want to stretch themselves and branch out. They just want to be known as a one-trick pony, you know.
We'll see how he goes, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, these and those sort of roles is what get Oscar nominations too.
That's very good.
Now, Dino, I did not know this, but Coachella, celebrities are there every single year, but they're on the paybook?
I couldn't wait to talk about this. I found this out. All those celebrities that are backstage at Coachella, they're getting paid. They're getting paid. Paris Hilton, $50,000. The Kardashian girls, $80,000. Someone like Tiger, $15,000. Like a reality star, $10,000. They're all getting paid. So what they do, these companies have their own little private areas like the Delta area or the American Airlines area or one of the studios, and they pay celebrities to come and play in their area so that it looks like, you know, they are the cool place to be. And it's so that sponsors will want to be there and that kind of thing. But all those celebrities, they're getting paid. I never knew that until literally in the last 24 hours.
You know what, though? If I was a celeb, I'd be like, yep, totally, I'm going to be paid to party. And that amount of money.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I got paid to attend festivals in Australia. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Hook me up, Dino. Hook me up, mate. You've got all the contacts. Hey, mate, we'll let you go to sleep. Thanks so much for your time. Yeah. We'll chat to you on Funday Friday.
Oh, I love it. R&B Fridays. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Right now, though, you did something fascinating when you went to purchase something at Griffith Central the other week.
Oh, let's be honest. I'm always fascinating you, Dane.
Yes, you are, actually. And that's a great thing.
So I went up to Griffith Central, went to get some food, had a $25 voucher, right, to spend. And I worked it all out. I was 15 cents over. Unfortunately, I couldn't get it to the exact $25.
Bummer.
And I was like, that's fine. I've got change. Get up to the counter, go to pay. Realise my change is in the car.
Oh, no.
It's not my wallet. Been to the races the day beforehand and I put it in a little bag.
Yep.
So I was like, can I be a pain and put 15 cents on card, please? And they're like, yeah, sure, no problem. Like, there was no issue with it. But I swear it cost more. It would have cost them more to put that 15 cents through.
I'm surprised that they didn't say, look, 15 cents, don't worry about it. It's fine. Like, I get you got to balance tills and all that sort of thing at the end of the day. But 15 cents in this day and age in Australia is not a lot of money.
Yeah, look, I think it's a bit different, though, when it's just a checkout person versus management.
Gotcha.
And I just had someone who was doing the checkout.
Gotcha.
And that's fine. Look, I don't mind paying the 15 cents on card. That's fine. Now, you've said to me that you would never do this.
Yeah, it was funny. Back when, like, FBOSS was sort of first starting and using your card to pay for a lot of stuff, I was like, the day I have to use my FBOSS card to pay for fast food, that'll be the day I give up eating it. Within 2 weeks, I was using it to pay for stuff everywhere. Like, it's so convenient and so easy. Now, I very rarely carry any cash around.
But I want to put it to you, right?
Yeah.
If you're in the same situation, you had a $25 voucher, you went to go buy food, you were 15 cents over, and you realize once you got to the register and they'd rung it all up already, that you were 15 cents short, would you use your card or would you say, I'll be back?
I would turn to my girlfriend and ask her for 15 cents. No, I'd have to use my card because
you're not going to go all the way downstairs and all the rest. Yeah, and you don't even know if you've got the cash or whatever else.
Do you know what I want to see? And this is big in America. It's called give a penny, leave a penny. So what it is they have still 1 cent coins over there.
Yeah.
So a lot of the places that you go to when you're paying cash has a little dish at the front counter with pennies in. So if you're like 2 to 4 cents short, you can just grab those pennies and then help make up for your payment. And then if you've got any spare in your pocket, you just leave them there for the next person.
That's nice.
Maybe we could introduce that here in Australia with the 5 cent piece, perhaps. Leave a five.
No one really has them anymore.
No, but that's the thing. All right. But on 13, 12, 15 cents is a very low amount to put on your debit card.
Yes. And I'm sure my bank would have loved me for it. Been like, what?
Yeah.
But 13, 12, 16, can you beat me? What's the lowest you have put on your card?
Yeah. Can you beat 15 cents? Now, I'm going to be honest to you, Claire. I don't think anyone can beat 15 cents.
Okay.
John, on 13, 12, 16, mate, can you beat Claire's 15 cents?
Yeah, I can. I went to pay for fuel once and stupidly, like, I had a certain amount of change. It was when I was at uni, so I was paying like $8 a week for petrol. And then I think in cash I had about $8 and it was like $8.10.
Oh, no.
So I had to pay $8 in cash and put 10 cents on the card.
See, I'm not the only one in this situation.
No,
thank
you're not.
Thank you, John.
Hey, that didn't say to you, mate, don't worry about the 10 cents.
No, they, like, I don't know. I didn't ask because I was a bit...
They're pretty tricky when it comes to fuel.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you should have put the, just scheduled the $8 in, mate. You definitely wouldn't have gone over then.
Oh, I'm terrible at it. Every time I put thing, I got like a dollar over, so 10 cents was actually pretty good.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys.